Blog Talk Radio.
Inflatable fool, pull the dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. So began my love affair with water.
Good afternoon, evening, and good morning. Mr. Wade, your water radio on the Green Revolution Show. Welcome to another edition. Today we're talking about Literacy Day. Today is Literacy Day, and 50 years ago today it was initiated and started by the United Nations UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. If you want to join me in the chat room, it's open. And if you want to follow me on Facebook, it's Mr. Wayne. On Blog Talk Radio, I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, Vivio, Pinterest, YouTube, LinkedIn, Etsy, all over the place. The website is the Green Revolution Show, which takes you to the blog page, but I've got a couple other websites you might want to visit. My favorite, WayneWater.com, where we talk all things water, and that's what this show is about today, and how water is in everything, and everything is in water, and sometimes water is the solution, sometimes water is the problem, and sometimes water is just there for us to drink. Can I have my beverage right here? No adult beverages today. We've got water. Cool, clear water. Out of a reverse osmosis machine. Let me get right into it because we've only got 15 minutes, and I like these 15-minute shows because I can talk fast. I can get through the topics, and if you have a comment or a question, please feel free to call in or join me in the chat room. Kind of hard sometimes to get back with you and respond to your comments in the chat room, but I find that throughout some of my episodes, I've been doing this for about 8 years, that we have a little conversations going back and forth with the people that join in the chat room. It might take a little while to get generated because I have been off the Blog Talk airways for a number of years, but I'm excited to get back and trying to do these shows every day because every day there's something to talk about, something to talk about water. So let's get right into it. Literacy Day. Today, solving the problem of literacy isn't something that we have in the forefront of our brain because most of us that are listening are in the United States, and we have a great educational system. We're educated. There's a lot of children that are struggling, but not like it is in third world countries where some students have not even gone to school because they have been working to survive. And now that we've gotten some more technologies and better opportunities for people, that now we have an older generation that's illiterate. And I'm finding in some of these countries in the research that I've done, 50% of the kids that have, population 18 years or older that are out of school that are illiterate. And how do we solve that problem? Well, we have a lot of world organizations that want to help and contribute. And one of the ways to recognize this is giving out literacy awards. And this happened today on Literacy Day, which is the 50th anniversary, by the way. And these prizes have gone out to organizations in countries such as South Africa, Senegal, India, Vietnam, and Thailand. And I want to just briefly mention some of these awards because each one is given a plaque of recognition, kind of like a trophy, but also $20,000 to go towards their organization that promotes and helps with students and people in the community to be more literate. So let me briefly go over those because those were awarded today. There's two awards called the Confucius Prize of Literacy. Actually, there's three awards under Confucius. Confucius was a Chinese scholar, And he was, you know, everybody knows about Confucius. Confucius says, you know, he's a very wise man. So there's three awards that went out to an organization in South Africa. And let me look at this real quick. And I'm just totally losing it here. Sorry about that. It's the Department of Basic Education. This is essentially for the older generation, kind of the middle-aged people that they now have opportunities to learn. And this particular community rates like 50% of the population is illiterate. That's a lot. That's a lot of people when you consider millions of people in the country of South Africa. The other one goes to an organization in Senegal that is a program primarily focused for, again, middle-aged people and young women. So this is focused on women, giving them tools that are more high-tech. It's pretty cool. Okay, there's another one in India. India is one of those populous countries in the world. And because of the lack of technologies and safe, clean drinking water, it's difficult for students and young children to get to school because they're busy carrying water and getting water to their families. And it's very sad to see this happening, but we've got a lot of organizations, and this one particular organization in India has been awarded this prize. I don't want to go into too much detail. You can research it on the web. Just go into UNESCO, UNESCO, and find out more about that. But also, the other two that were awarded are under the King Sejong. This was established in 1989, and I want to bring these up because a lot of to do with bringing safe, clean water to these countries, and there's a lot of nonprofit organizations that help bring safe toilets. They dig wells. I know a few personally that are involved with these developing organizations that come to developing countries, that dig wells and have pumps, and these pumps need energy. Well, you know, are there any electrical plants in these countries? No, but we can now use solar power, which has been greatly improved upon by the development in our country, and especially these wells. So there's American nonprofit organizations, and there's a lot of money that is given to churches as our donations and as our tithing, that churches sponsor these organizations that go out in missionary fields and minister to these other countries and bringing water in it. And it's such great programs. It's so exciting to see what our country is doing for the world. And unfortunately, our POTUS needs to be more literate in this area, because he was in Laos yesterday. And I don't know if any of you heard him ever speak in another country, but, you know, I don't think he's a big fan of the United States. Yesterday he said, quote, "We don't have to know anything about other people." Well, he's talking about Americans being lazy. He says, "We are a lazy country because we're so big, we don't care about other countries." And he talks about how this little country in Laos, if anybody knows where Laos is, it's a little geography lesson here. It's just west of Vietnam. Vietnam, Laos, these countries that are just south of China. We've got, you know, all these little Asian countries that have been very depressed, and they're getting more information and more technologies from the United States. And here our president is coming there and saying, well, you know, the United States, you know, they don't care about you. Like, excuse me, he needs to be saying that we do care about you, and because of our technologies, you can now be a better society. You can be more literate, especially speaking on Literacy Day, excuse me. And, you know, he says that we're lazy when it comes to the environment. Another quote, if you are in the United States, sometimes you can feel lazy and think, you know, we are so big, we don't have to really know anything about other people. You know, it's no wonder that the Philippine president, Duterte, called our president a son of a bitch, because he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And he really, you know, the president Duterte from the Philippines wasn't referring to his comments about the United States when he called him a son of a bitch. He was actually saying that this guy comes to our country and talks about what we should do about our drug problem or our criminals. Excuse me? Yeah. I think we have our own problems to deal with, and not have our president go and badmouth other countries for what they're doing. We have our own issues. Right. But that doesn't mean he should be talking about our issues either. Let's be positive. Let's be a positive president and talk about what we've done so we can encourage more innovation and more entrepreneurship. And you know, people that are, okay, I'm getting excited about this because it's just ridiculous. And today is also, not only is it Literacy Day, it's Pardon Day. Oh, take a deep breath, Mr. Wayne. Today in 1974, President Ford pardoned President Nixon. And if you were around in the 60s and the 70s, you know full well what happened with Watergate. You hear that word tossed around a lot because of the what's going on with the our presidential candidates and talking about some dealings with emails and, you know, not being very ethical in their politics. But anyway, President Ford pardoned President Nixon today in 1974. So today is Pardon Day, and it's a good day to pardon people and to ask for not necessarily ask for forgiveness, but say, I'm sorry. You know, if you can't say you're sorry, then at least you can ask for forgiveness. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I wanted to go back to what the president said. Sorry, I want to go back to the president and how that relates to water. Because what do we have here? We have a show about water, and there's some great innovative things that have happened with U.S. companies that have brought innovative water technologies around the world. I'm going to speak about five of them, okay? So, first of all, I tweeted about, actually Instagram. I posted a picture of the International Space Station Destiny, and what they do, as you're an astronaut, you got to have water. Well, we're not going to truck and ship water up. And we do. We do take water up there. But also, there's a system that has been developed by American companies, thank you very much, that takes the sweat, the perspiration, the urine, recycles it, and turns it into fresh drinking water. It's awesome. It's awesome. So, and there's another company called Cambrium Innovation from Boston, Massachusetts, that takes wastewater and treats the water and produces energy. So the microbes that are in the wastewater actually is a catalyst for the fuel cell that makes the energy to treat the water. So it's kind of a circulating process, and they're partnering with the Army and take this device to Afghanistan and other countries where we need water out in the field, and also to the people that are trying to survive. Okay, another Coca-Cola. We all know about Coca-Cola, and they're increasing water conservation around the world in all their bottling plants. They're also taking off-grid water purification systems to rural communities in 20 countries. Hashtag 5BY20. Hashtag 5BY20. You can find out more about that. Dow Water is another one. Dyco Textile, taking wastewater and actually taking a liquid and convert it from carbon dioxide to reduce the amount of water needed to make dyes for the textile industry. In other countries like Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, China, other countries. Anyway, being that it is Pardon Day, use this day as a reminder that forgiveness sets us free. Be polite, respectful. Use the words, excuse me, pardon me. Quote, it takes a strong person to say sorry and an even stronger person to forgive.